John Dowd, the king of Southwick, here you are. Great first moto. And the second moto, I was like, oh, shit. He needs a couple of points.
Yeah, you know what? It started out really good. I actually got a decent start, and I felt good. Like, I felt like I had it in me to put in a decent moto. But I caught someone's back wheel in a turn. I don't remember who it was, but, went down, picked up the bike, and then the thing was in neutral. I jumped on. I fell over the other side. I was like, oh, come on. So, after that, I was like, all right, this is, I can still, I mean, a couple guys that just passed got back by me, and I figured I could still have time to get up and get going.
It was about 10 minutes in, maybe 8 minutes in, so yeah.
Yeah, it was early enough to still recover, but so I got going, and then passed some guys, and then I fell again.
Oh,
and then
you did?
Yeah, and then the bike stalled, and that one really took the win. I was like, oh my God, and all those guys got back me again. So
were you aware?
Well, I knew I was somewhere right where I needed to be, and every time I fell, and then the second fall there, the bike stalled. I mean, it shut off or whatever, and I had to kick the thing, and I'll tell you, I was so stinking tired by then. I don't even know how I was able to get up and keep going. I mean, I was literally like, I think I was seeing stars at that point, but I got a little lucky. I seen, I think Regal was on the ground on the last lap or something. He was one of the guys I seen a couple times, and I don't know. I got up and just gave it everything I had, and I guess I ended up 16th, which was like exactly what I needed for points. So it's pretty cool. I mean, I'm going to Unadilla, but it takes the pressure off, so. Hopefully I can have some fun. I mean, with any luck, I can get a couple more, but definitely takes the pressure off.
We've seen you come back here a few times, and I think even when you got fourth in the moto or third in the moto a few years ago, I still think maybe this year you're riding better. Do you agree?
I did feel like I was riding good this year, but the funny thing is, I didn't feel like I was riding that good today. Or everyone else was riding good today. I thought the spread in the time between the fastest guy and the last guy qualifying, it wasn't a big spread. It was not even 5 seconds, which is really kind of odd. I mean, usually you see a bigger time spread, so it was kind of strange. I think the track formed a little bit funny today because of all the rain we had, and everyone was kind of riding more or less the same line around the track. So it was hard. I don't know. I was a little disappointed in my qualifying times this morning.
38th.
Yeah, 38th. I know. And I was like, come on. So I started off a little rough. I guess my birthday was yesterday, so I got a little bit slower overnight. I don't know.
At one point in the first moto, you and Brownie were fifth and sixth fastest that last lap. It was about halfway through. I just think it's a cool story. You and Mike Brown, we're hauling ass.
It's really funny because that was three motos in a row that he finished right in front of me. Yeah. And I seen him when I got into that spot. I could see him up there, but he was quite a ways ahead of me. Yeah. I mean, I really tried to push, and I was catching him, but he was so far ahead that, by the time the checkered flag flew, he was 4 seconds or something ahead of me. But it was too much of a deficit, but it was fun to see him up there. He gave me a little motivation.
I don't think he's going to Unadilla, so you're safe.
Yeah, I can be the only old guy. Yeah, I consider myself the old guy because he's only 40, right? I mean, that's not old. I was still racing full time when I was 40.
Hell, Yogi here is barely 30.
Yeah. I was still fast when I was 40.
All right, hey, thanks and good job today.
All right, thanks a lot.
Yeah, it was good.